I'm going to read the declaration of the good news, and then Judy's going to respond as the people, and then together we will do the Christian confession in unison.
Hear the good news which we receive, in which we stand, and by which we are saved, that Jesus Christ was born, lived, and died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that He was buried, and that He was raised on the third day, and that He appeared to the women, to Peter, then to the 12, and many faithful witnesses. We believe He, the Christ, the Son of the living God. He is our Savior, the victor over powers of sin and death, and He is the first and the last, the beginning and the end. He is our Lord God. And all the people said, Amen.
Be born in us, O Lord. Be born in every part of our lives. Be born in every place where we live, until we are conscious of Your presence, in our joys and sorrows, in our fears and failures, in our hopes and our dreams, in our work and in our worship. Be born in us, O Lord. Be born in us today.
Amen. And together we do the Christmas confession in unison. Almighty God, who has sent the star to guide men to the Holy Child Jesus, we confess we have not always followed the light of Your word. We have not searched for signs of Your love in the world. We have failed to praise Your Son's birth and refused His peace on earth. We have questioned the good news. We have expected little and hoped for less. Forgive us, Lord, for such self-serving symbols that mark our lives. Open our hearts to Your abiding presence. May the joy of the angels become our joy, and may the devotion of the shepherds become Your devotion. May the vision of the wise men become our vision. May the wonder of Your love be born in us through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.